Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, did you know that your favorite apps are better than ever? We are in update heaven.
They are. Plus, Apple's crazy quarter, how to take control of your purchased music, and Swatch goes after Apple.
All that, and a Valentine's horror story on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, or other Apple product is worth at gazelle.com. And by lynda.com. Invest in yourself for 2015. lynda.com has thousands of courses to help you learn new tech, business, and creative skills. For a free 10-day trial, visit lynda.com/iPad today. That's lynda.com/iPad today. And by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price. Because everyone deserves a great night's sleep. Get $50 off any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/iPad today and enter the promo code iPad today. Ooh, iPad today. Sarah Lane is back in the saddle, ladies and gentlemen. Leo Laporte here, but thanks to Megan for filling in for you last
week.
How
was it?
It was great. It was really fun.
Because you focused on apps for younger people.
And she has children.
And she has three kids. And they are quite app happy, as I understand it.
But we discovered the best app.
Which is?
Ever.
Which is?
Toca Hair Salon Me.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. I love this app. It takes a picture of you. And then you can cut your hair and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I should show you.
Is it ha-ha funny or like I'm actually thinking of this new hairstyle and I'd like to get a sense?
Bingo. All right. And I let me see if I can find my photos because I got to show you. I decided on a new look and I want to get your approval before I actually do it. But I think this is me. And I feel like this is where really I should go with my look.
My gosh. Wow. I mean, yeah.
Yeah?
Now that I've seen it, I can't imagine anything that would be better for you.
Yeah. So this was a really red letter day for me last week. But you're back.
I'm back.
Between the last time we saw you and this time, you have been to the Big Apple.
I have.
You have been to the Sundance Film Festival.
I have
been on stage at the Crunchies.
All true stories.
You're a busy, busy person. Now with your big shot job as an executive producer at AOL's TechCrunch.
TechCrunch.
You are in hot demand.
I will tell you, Leo, I don't think I've ever been so busy. And that's a really good thing. I feel like I'm at the end of my rope sometimes, but I'm juggling a lot of stuff. I'm learning a lot of stuff.
Are you? Good.
Yeah. And so
that's good. You know, if you learn something in a new job, that's great.
You know,
that's why you take a new
job. I mean, nobody wants to be stressed all the time, but it's like the day goes by quick. I am busy, busy bee.
Yeah.
A lot of meetings. Things I don't like as much.
No, but see, this is why I worked in food service for so long. No meetings, but this day still goes by really fast because you're working really hard.
And you get free food.
And you get free food and tips. In fact, I kind of miss those days.
I do have to say thanks for
free food.
Replenishing the peanut butter pretzels.
Okay, it's the least we could do given that we don't give you free lunch like they get at TechCrunch.
Well, you know, you want the writers to be happy and get the scoops out. So you feed them.
Feed them.
Yeah.
You don't want them to go home is what you don't want them to do.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah, they wanted to keep them there. Do they have cots?
No.
Oh.
It's not really that crazy.
Oh.
In fact, when people are in deadlines, they tend to not come into the office.
How was the Crunchies? Was that fun?
It was really fun. Megan, actually, who obviously now hosts TN2, had asked me to come on the other day and talk about the Crunchies, and I didn't get the message till afterwards, and it would have sucked because I would love to be a guest on TN2.
Okay.
No, it's because she emailed Sarah at Twit, and sometimes I don't check
that
midweek.
Work. Yeah.
So anyway, the Crunchies were a lot of fun. Controversial.
What was the controversy? They had a comedian host it.
Yeah, he's one of the stars of Silicon Valley, the HBO show.
The guy with the weird facial hair.
Yeah, T.J. Miller is the actor's name.
He plays Ehrlich Bachman on the show.
He's Aviato.
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 Which is he's sold his company. but not for a lot of money. So he's kind of like, he thinks of himself as a successful entrepreneur.
Right.
When really he's just a complete doofus.
So they hired that comedian.
Was he a comic before he was an actor?
He was.
Okay.
He was. And he's very, very funny.
He was a little controversial, though.
But, yeah, there were certain things that just rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah.
Now, see, I was backstage because I was sort of working the show. So some of the stuff I actually only heard about. I didn't actually experience, you know, being in the audience. So, award shows are weird, especially tech ones.
The TechCrunch show is always an adventure, partly because it's in the spirit of Mike Arrington, who founded TechCrunch. He was there. He was presenting.
He was.
Apparently read the prompter and said, I'm not going to read that crap, and went out, just said what he wanted to say.
That's what we all did.
That's pretty much Mike.
That was just sort of the...
But TJ, did he know that... I mean, Look, he's a comic. He's trying to be funny.
Right.
And he was funny, right? People were laughing.
Yes, including myself.
He was funny.
I actually thought he was really killing it on some of the jokes.
The consensus was...
What happened is it kind of turned into, and I don't know why this is, I don't want to speculate, it turned into something where, like, his personality changed, and then he kind of... It was almost like a really drunk guy on stage who
he got angry.
Kind of almost forgot he had an audience.
Did he get angry?
Well, he beat up a piñata at one point.
Yeah, that one sounds a little weird. I was not there.
Yeah.
But I did hear from a lot of people, read a lot of articles where people were just baffled by the whole thing.
I think that's a good way to describe it.
What happened there?
It's baffling.
I love that.
Yeah. Baffling.
All right. Anyway, welcome back. What were you in Sundance for? Were you the debut of your new film?
No, I would love that.
Was that work
to be a startup,
or were you just there for fun?
Well, I both. I've got some friends who were already going to be there.
But you have moved into the higher echelon.
But
now.
You know, it's all about you're looking for partnerships, biz dev.
So you were like meeting with people.
You're meeting
saying,
with people.
I'm here from AOL TechCrunch, and I've got money to spend. What do you got? What do you got for
exactly.
me?
Exactly.
I'd like to sign you.
I got $1 million. Just kidding.
Wow. I get you a few free drinks. That's nice.
Or you pay for them because you have $1 million.
I am very impressed.
Well,
you are a macher now.
Well, it's, you know, we'll see how long they take me seriously.
No, they're going to take you seriously.
They have.
That's
so
awesome.
Far. Yeah,
that's fantastic.
And
have you signed any deals?
Well,
that TJ guy is available, I hear.
Yeah. He might be alone next Crunchies.
He could be hard to say. That'd be a great show. The guy. So on TechCrunch TV now, the guy who destroyed the Crunchies, and his monologues. That'd be great.
Right. Yeah. Well.
Maybe not.
Did you meet
Shingy when you were in New York?
No, I didn't. He was busy.
Busy.
He was busy.
Busy
I met
Shingy.
A lot of other people though.
Cool.
Hey, so for and by the way, again, thanks to Megan Maroney for filling in for me.
She did a great job.
She always does a great job. I mean, she's queen of
Twitter. We love her.
Yeah. So that was very nice of you, Megan. I hope that you will fill in for me another time.
So our topic today
is updates. And you might say, updates? Is that an app? Is that a game? That sounds boring. But okay, so sometimes, depending on the week, if you have automatic updates in the turned on in your settings, you might not really be paying attention to some of the apps that are updating. And every once in a while, I'll kind of be in an app and I'll say, gosh, this looks really different. I kind of missed that whole thing because I'm not manually
updating.
A
new banner or something on there because it just does get updated. And unless you use that app daily, you may not even notice.
But even if it had a new banner, so many of the apps that I use, you know, I'm just double tapping the home screen because they're in my dock anyway.
Right.
So I don't know why I would see that. Oh, unless there was a little new star type of a thing on that icon too. I guess you could do that.
Well, there's the obvious thing, and we've talked about that, for instance, Foursquare splitting into two apps, Swarm and Foursquare.
Mm-hmm.
One is Swarm is now the check-in app, Foursquare is now the kind of like Yelp, the tip app.
Well, that's a huge
update. What was a big difference?
That was a company shift.
Everybody knew about that.
Yeah.
So what do you got that's like nobody knows about?
So here's something that I noticed, and I thought I was crazy when I was, because I look at Instagram on my iPad all the time, and that's actually...
Well, for one thing, they don't have an iPad app.
They don't. You're right. This is still an iPhone app,
look
which
at
is,
that
makes
baby.
No sense. So this is my cousin's daughter,
hi,
Vivian. Now, this is just a photo, right? Instagram is still just mostly photos, but you can upload videos.
Yeah.
And when there's a video, you go, okay, look. They live in Boston, so it's all about snow.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like a cute little video. Oh, isn't she cute? She really is very cute. And then...
But it's like Vine. It loops.
It's looping now.
Yeah.
Now, it will loop with the sound off by default. Then you can don't turn you the sound to, on by tapping.
Don't you have to? Is it the default? Because I used to have to turn every time I install Instagram and something else. I have to go into the settings and say, "Don't play sound."
No.
So it is now actually, by default. It's,
okay, there we go. Yeah. So.
Little voice.
And I don't even like kids, but I like kids that are related to me. You know. Look at that kid. Now that's just a good lane. Lane jeans kid.
Right? I think that this is for advertisers, is
now,
what I think.
Well, yeah, right? Because you see, you know, you...
They want that ad to keep playing.
You bump your numbers.
And they point out that it won't use more bandwidth because it's already downloaded once.
Exactly. So that's something that I know a lot of people are kind of weirded out about. Here's that weird thing, though. It will eventually stop looping. I wanted to test this out.
Well, let's let Vivian continue.
If you, or you could just take my word for it. But it will eventually stop. Because I think, I don't know, I
gets
guess...
tired.
Yeah,
it says,
the Instagram cache is like...
You're not watching me, are you?
I'm done.
You're done. With this.
Yeah, so that is a feature that, I mean, you would notice if you use Instagram.
Yeah, I mean...
But you might not have been, like, did it always loop? No, it didn't.
Exactly. I want to be honest about this. It did it, and I noticed it, and I didn't notice that it was different. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, it's looping. It always... Did that right? No? Did it?
It didn't. And I think...
Is Facebook going to do that too? Because they own Instagram. They both now have autoplay videos.
Right.
And yes. I bet you they're going to do the same thing on Facebook.
I think so. I mean, when you upload videos now, you see the little view count.
Mm-hmm.
That's all new too. Because they want people to be
see?
Like, ooh, look
Facebook,
at that. 14,000 plays.
You could assume that Facebook's going to be different every time you go visit. It's mm-hmm. always different. They're always adding stuff.
By the way, speaking of Instagram, and this is not related to anything, if you like I'm just going to go ahead and suggest an account to you. Tinder Nightmares.
Tinder.
Tinder Nightmares.
Oh, like Tinder, the dating app?
So it's an account that's collecting really weird Tinder conversations, you know, where like people come in with just like the grossest opening line, that sort of thing.
Following.
All the names are grayed out, but it's funny. It is a little, you know, a little borderline.
It's adult probably sometimes, right?
Well, yeah, because it's dating, right?
Yeah.
And so it's just, you know, it's basically just people failing miserably in great ways. Good account. I've had a lot of fun with that.
Tinder Nightmares.
Wanted to let you know how you might also experience my joy.
How about this one? Now, I don't know. I mean, this probably isn't a good one for this. Because if you have a Sonos system, you probably already know about it. And if you don't, you don't care. But I should point out that Sonos, which is the speaker system, we have them all over the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Has really changed their software and for much for the better. So... I think for some people, the Sonos system, the idea is you have multiple speakers everywhere.
Yep.
And you have a variety of things you can plug into those speakers and a variety of accounts that you can play back. We'll use Pandora as an example. So now the app gives you an easier way to choose which speakers are playing here.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you an easier way to choose what the music is that you're going to be playing here. Let's play a little 80s. Pop music. Let's see if it goes throughout the system. I think they've done a nice job. This, on some platforms, not this one, you can swipe this and there you go.
Ooh.
Are we hearing Bon Jovi in the studio?
Oh, we are.
It's filling
yeah.
the whole place.
Gosh.
Engineering desk plus five speakers.
I really got to do this at karaoke.
It's awesome. Living on a Prayer.
Everybody loves this song.
This is a great song. How long has it been since you heard it?
Not long, actually, because I always sing this at karaoke.
All right, if we play any more of that, we'll get sued.
Oh.
So if you're a Sonos user, update your software because it really is hugely improved.
Mm-hmm.
Hugely improved. I'm a big fan.
I love Sonos. I have...
Do you have Sonos at home?
Yeah, I have. So my Sonos system is attached to third-party speakers that I already had and goes through my receiver.
Yeah.
But then I also have two Sonos speakers, one in my bedroom and one in like my little sort of office area. So when I'm playing music, it's all throughout the house.
Isn't that
even
nice?
Though my house is one big box.
Isn't that nice?
It's still coming from lots of different corners and actually echoes in a weird way and doesn't work that well. But Sonos, in theory, is great for people who don't live in little boxes. Hey, you know what else is kind of a cool new
what
thing?
Else is new?
Amazon's new app for iPad now will allow voice search. So when you're on the Amazon app and you're saying to yourself, what would I like? Of course, you could type something into the search box.
Like the Echo? You could talk to it?
You can say...
That's so cool.
Grant microphone access, yes. Yes.
Talk to me.
Toilet paper.
And will it place an order for toilet paper? Oh,
well, it'll show you.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
All of your options.
Oh, my goodness gracious, that's awesome.
I like it. Gadgets. So you can do a category as well. Well, I guess toilet paper is also a category. Okay, so something very specific. Sonos. Yeah, so there you go. For anybody who likes voice dictation, oh, my gosh, when I was going through, what airport was it? I think I was leaving Salt Lake City and I was going to New York, and there was a woman behind me. It was a long security line, and she's talking on the phone, and she's kind of, it feels like a personal thing. Thank you so much. I really appreciate all that you did for me over the weekend. You're the best. And then it was sort of, I could tell that there wasn't somebody on the other end, and I kind of looked back at her and I realized she's dictating these long personal texts because she didn't want to type for some reason.
Oh.
I got to hear the whole thing, but it was interesting.
See, this is part of the thing I'm worried about with all this speech recognition that they're building into operating systems. We're gonna be talking about all our stuff out in public now, kind of like me and this show. And I don't know if the world's ready for that.
I didn't feel like I needed to hear her personal
stuff. Yeah.
It felt personal to the point where I was like,
don't want that.
At what point do you go back to typing?
Yeah.
Maybe her thumbs hurt or something. I don't know.
I do a lot of dictation.
Yeah. Maybe she was trying it out.
I love it.
Maybe she's just like, this is a better way to do it.
It's so much faster. Are you going to be like Jerry Seinfeld now and tell a lot of airplane jokes because you spend a lot of time in the air? Is that...
I've taken like just a few flights. It's not like I've traveled.
Oh, my God, those airplane peanuts. Am I right?
I was in New York for work and I got all these... Jason Howell was one of them. It was like, wait a second, you moved to New York?
I know, it's confusing.
Like, no, I just got to do some business.
We got so many jet-setting friends now. They're all over
the place. Everybody's a jet-setter.
All right, I'm looking for some other things. Word with Friends is now even called the New Words. This is still probably the best Scrabble clone.
So why is it new?
I don't really know if it's that new. Looking for someone new to play Browse Cards with Photos, Community Match, that's kind of new. So you can actually, instead of just getting a random assignment as you play, you can actually browse people. They've got Smart Match, Community Match. What is Smart Match? Let's see. I guess it just does it, huh? And then, with the same skill level. So that's kind of cool. So based on how good you have been in previous games, they'll match you up with somebody similar. They got the leaderboard now. That's kind of cool. Everybody's better than me. Scott Harriet, Mark Sekoning. The Woz is better than me. Jerry Day, remember him? He's better than me.
I don't remember Jerry Day.
Lillian B, Dr. Mom, she's better than me. Tony Wang is better than me. Even Anil Dash is better than me because I have zero.
But that's because you're not playing.
Oh, that's right. You know who plays this a lot?
You can't win if you don't play.
You can't win if you don't play. So apparently I had a game against this guy that I... And this is all new. New design, new... But the essential game is the same. A lot of fun.
Well, so what... Are they just trying to remind people that, or make you think that it's like a whole different...
They got ice on it now. See?
Okay.
Got a little snow.
So it's a...
It's seasonal. They probably have a sunshine later in the year.
You know what else is new?
What else?
Okay, so remember when all the third-party keyboards came out and we were like, ooh, oh my gosh, it's a crazy new world.
Yeah.
Even though I would love to see numbers, but I bet most people just turned all of those off and went back to the regular keyboard.
I did, because it didn't work.
Well,
it was broken.
It's better. It's better now. But the problem is that when you're cycling through, it's not like you can... Well, you can get rid of the default keyboard. You can't get rid of it, but you can turn it off in your options.
You do
it
at your own peril.
Yeah.
Because then other things like passwords and stuff start to get wonky.
It starts to get wonky. So And for a while, I was just like, I would cycle through them. You know, if I needed an emoji, I would just like type my keyboards and go through them several times. And people would go, what is wrong with you? I mean, you're like a crazy person with all these third-party keyboards. One of the keyboards...
It's your job.
Yeah, exactly. I do this so you don't have to.
It's your job, man.
Just shut your trap. One of the limitations of the iPad or the iPad keyboard SwiftKey, because SwiftKey was available on iOS, but the iPad version did not allow flow. And flow is the art of going from key to key so that you can draw a word.
You're going to tell me they allow it now?
They allow it now.
Hallelujah.
On the iPad app. So if I'm going to look for...
Fantastic.
What am I going to look for? Cat, town,
so now you got the
USA.
Keyboard.
USA.
So look how it flows.
Yeah.
This is much faster for me anyway.
I don't know why I'm doing this in a browser search.
Than tapping.
By... Well, it doesn't always work, but I'm telling you, it's most of the time. Leo.
It's all I use all the time on Android, and so
really?
I'm very happy to see it on iOS.
A
yeah.
Port is yeah. cool.
It gets better, too. You know, SwiftKey has always had this ability to learn.
Yeah.
And learn what words you use. And so the autocorrects tend to be more and more what you actually type on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's a predictive text. Yeah. Thing. Same idea. So that is good news for anybody who was like, SwiftKey is just way better on an iPhone than an iPad. Don't have to say that anymore. We're
but
all
did they,
equal.
Did they have the Christmas keyboard?
Christmas keyboard.
Because that was cool. Yeah, on Android they had a Christmas keyboard.
What does that mean?
As you would flow, snow would come out of your fingertips, and there was jingle bells.
That's a bunch of nonsense. It's like a GeoCities page.
It was very much. It was like the MySpace keyboard. Yeah, it was like,
half a degree away from, you know, blinking text.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Woo, snow. Yeah. I don't know. I understand.
Yeah. I stopped using third-party keyboards on iOS because it just wasn't a reliable
experience. Was definitely wonky. At the offset, it has gotten better. Every once in a while, I'll get a weird thing where I'll be in the messages app and I'm using SwiftKey and or swipe, which is another one that I use, swipe with a Y, and like the key or the alphabet will just disappear. Like I can't get it to come up, so I have to hard cancel. I have to swipe out. You know what I mean?
Hard candy.
I have to close messages and then relaunch it, and then it's back. So that's. Just a little bugginess, but I'll take the bugginess because it means that at least we have some choice when it comes to keyboards, which we didn't for a very long time.
I'm just looking to see what else has changed.
You know what kind of bugs me?
What's that?
And I assume that this is just sort of like a slow rollout thing. You know how Twitter has now given us all the options to do DMs in groups?
Yes.
Direct messages. That's what DMs mean, direct messages. Yeah. So Leo and I could talk just between the two of us rather than publicly on Twitter. And that was always
Right. You
DMs for days.
Hundreds of messages an hour.
Hundreds an hour.
Out of control.
It's spam, really. That's why Leo blocked me some time ago. But it was a one-on-one conversation.
Right.
And slowly, Twitter has introduced the ability to add links in DMs. That wasn't possible before, something that was actually hyperlinked. Group DMs are now a thing. Here's the weird thing, though. Okay, well, initially I was like, well, my default Twitter app is Tweetbot, always has been. And because Tweetbot doesn't have the same, you know, as I understand it, Twitter has restricted its API.
I just tried to do it in Tweetbot, and I can't.
No. It's not possible.
So I have to use the Twitter app.
And that's actually a weird thing because I don't do that much DMing, really. So the idea that I'm missing out on group DMs isn't ruining my life. But if you go to Tweetbots, which is made by a company called Tapbots, go to their account, you know, they have like a company account, and people who are tweeting at Tweetbot, they're insanely mad because they can't group DM. So this is definitely a feature that I wonder will...
You shouldn't be insanely mad.
Is it their fault?
They probably don't have access to it.
The API, I believe, is restricted. So yeah. Tweetbot would have to like have some sort of a private conversation with Twitter and get access. But I wonder how many... Because it's just a feature that I'm like, blissfully unaware. I don't really care. Mm. I have enough group conversations as it is. But some Tweetbot users may finally leave what is a... otherwise great third-party Twitter app, the one I've been using for years, to go to the native Twitter app because the native Twitter app is now doing things that they're missing out on. However, if I say, all right, let's go to me, let's go to my DMs, let's go to, gosh, I probably shouldn't show these, huh?
Yeah, DMs maybe a little bit too
Well, how about if, okay.
Personal.
You know what else has changed? You can see this.
Oh, you got one? Okay.
Yeah, you can see this. So, all right. So if I'm like, okay, Alexia, she's a co-editor of TechCrunch. New message to Alexia. And then I say, well, wait, no, I want to add somebody else.
See, wasn't that TJ Leiter wild?
Isn't he nuts? So I'm like, well, no, that's still just a one-on-one thing. So this is either an extremely slow rollout or something that is not
available. Oh, so you're on the actual Twitter and it still doesn't do it.
Yeah, but it does on the iPhone.
Huh.
anyone else?
You get the feeling Twitter doesn't want you to use an app at all. They just want you to use the web page for everything. Don't you get the feeling?
I think Twitter is well aware that we're all using the app, and I think that's why you get features that work really well on mobile. I don't use web Twitter anymore. It is like a crazy nonsense world to me. You got tweets that are bigger, and you got
promoted
and featured, and you get
ads. It's funny.
Ads.
I think that's the best experience, frankly.
For me, it's too
too busy.
It's like, and then you've got the line between conversations that goes intuitively backwards to me.
You don't like it.
I can't deal.
You know what's changed a lot, and I did not. Are you use Snapchat at all?
You know, I did for a while. Me and like five of my closest friends were all into it. You know, we were Snapchatting each other all day long, and we all got bored and never went back.
So Snapchat, then, you probably haven't noticed, has changed a lot. Now, you'll notice it more on your phone. There isn't an iPad app for this. But one of the things that's dramatically changed last week, they've added brands.
Yeah, the Discover area.
Yeah, so when you go...
It's very odd, isn't it?
I'll go back to Snapchat. This is the normal interface, but when you hit the hamburger menu... And it was Baritone and Nick Bilton who explained this. Now there's this new tap here to check out Discover. These are brands. Mostly they're just colors. I don't know what's going on. This would normally say CNN, Discover,
it's
Yahoo.
It's populating very slowly.
It's populating very, maybe a lot of people on Snapchat today. But this is very different because I always thought of Snapchat as a messaging system where the messages self-destruct. Mm. You can watch them for a few seconds.
Right.
Once you watch it, they're gone. If you don't watch it in 24 hours, they're gone completely. But now they're going to people like CNN and Yahoo. Katie Couric is doing a newscast on Snapchat. This seems like such a complete departure. Let me see if I can get in here. It is really slow. I don't know if this is our servers or Snapchat servers. But it's a complete departure for Snapchat. And they've added this ability to do Snapchat stories. In fact, I started doing some because it's kind of fun. The Snapchat and live Snapchatting. So apparently I can watch cheerleading competitions in Snapchat live. So if you haven't used Snapchat, or if you assumed, as I did for a long time, it was really just a way for teenagers to share sneaky messages with one another,
yeah.
It's gotten to be much, much more interesting. So Baritone, for instance, is doing public stories. So anybody can see these, and as long as you keep your finger...
Right, and you know, if you hold your finger down and you tap with a second finger, you can advance more quickly.
Like that.
Yeah.
You see, you're
so that's,
good.
If you're just sort of like, I'm going to scroll my own pace,
so
then that's a little
trick. So he's doing stories here. That are not really messages to one another, but they're stories. I wish I could get the Yahoo. Let's see if we
can
get this to. So now, listen to
that.
Can you hear the audio?
Hey, Katie.
Is my audio turned off? Let me turn it up. Yeah, let's turn it up here. So it repeats, as all Snapchats do, until you get ready for the next one. You know what? It's still loading, unfortunately.
Well, what's the I think it's... Well,
I think it's wonky.
I don't want to.
Could be our network. We don't know.
We never know.
Anyone
who watches the show with any regularity knows that there's some curse.
Oddly enough,
over the iPad Today set,
I'm actually loving the new Snapchat. It doesn't. Now I have
wish
to say,
I did, but
well, so I'm doing stuff publicly, mm-hmm. which is kind of fun. The thing is, though, you put any effort into it, it's kind of disappointing because 24 hours later, no matter what, it's gone.
Yeah.
Now people are going to say, oh, no, it's not Leo. It's still on the Snapchat. Yeah, I'm not talking about privacy. I don't care about privacy. In fact, that's the big issue with me is it's gone, even if it's somewhere hidden on the Snapchat servers. So I'm more interested in something like, what was that story app that we used where you share the same kind of content, but it stays forever. People can watch it forever.
Oh, like Storify?
Storify. No, not Storify.
This week, the head of the FCC proposed the strongest rules ever to keep the internet open.
And by the way, notice I don't have to keep holding it. But I can swipe to the next story.
Net neutrality means providers can't give special treatment to certain sites. So a dorm room startup.
Now it'll repeat if I don't. But it's for short attention spans theater. I think it's a way for brands like Yahoo and Discovery and CNN, ESPN. It's actually great for ESPN if you think about it. And you can still read more. It becomes the Yahoo News app, which is kind of interesting, isn't it? ESPN makes a lot of sense because you're going to watch sports highlights. And I think for kids like my son, this is actually pretty cool. He's going to like this. It's loading. I guess this probably loads in the background, and because I didn't have it on, I didn't have it logged in. So now it's all loading all my stuff.
Oh, I see.
I think this is really interesting, and it's kind of an unpredicted
pivot almost for Snapchat.
I'm interested that you like it so much.
It's
because
Nick wrote this article in the New York Times, and he's just selling it. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, I think Snapchat is, you'd have to be foolish to write it off as like, oh, it's just a tool for kids, because so many people are using Snapchat. A lot of them are young people.
Yeah.
But clearly the company is opening up. It's interesting. I guess to me it's like Vice, for example. Vice has a nice little channel on Snapchat, and I love Vice content for the most part.
Right.
And I'm watching this, and I'm like, I just feel like this is the wrong venue.
It's for short attention span.
Yeah. So maybe I'm finally getting to the point where I'm like, I don't understand how Snapchat is expanding to brands.
Well, I think it makes I asked Nick that. I said, is this a ripoff for brands? And they said, yeah. Snapchat's going to make a lot of money, but brands. Remember what big brands like ESPN, CNN, Yahoo News are all trying to figure out: how do we get to the 18 to 25 year olds who don't watch TV? They're doing is Snapchatting all the time, and I'll vouch for that. I have a kid 23 and a kid 20, and they live on Snapchat. That's how they communicate. So if you can reach out to 18 year old or 20 year old and get to them through a medium that they get and love. That seems to be a positive for you. It bothers me a little bit. Storehouse was the one that I liked. This is like
Storehouse.
A permanent Snapchat. We've talked about before where you put your stories on here, whether they're audio, video, pictures.
I think O'Malik was all into Storehouse for a while.
I love this. And I've put a couple of stories on here. It's a way to publicly
share. I refuse to cut my daughter.
Well, wait a minute. Let's watch the Crunchies. See, they're on Storehouse.
Let's see what's going on.
I'm sorry. It is our network because...
Something's up with our network, as usual.
This is like the 1995 internet. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I'll see Sarah Lane in this.
I did the Enterprise Award.
This is still loading. As soon as that gets all the way around. Somebody who was obviously there and behind a few people, because those look like heads, took pictures and then posted this... on Storehouse. I like Storehouse. It's a free solution. Here's a little video.
Oh, they won.
Now I know why.
That's why.
They won a Crunchy for best mobile app.
Good work, Storehouse. Well,
it'd be nice to see. It would be nice to see them kind of be more discovered, because the more stuff that's on here, the better it is. I mean, I think it's a really kind of a fun... And this is similar to what you would do on Snapchat, but it's permanent.
Well,
I hate to put a lot of work into something that... frankly, after a while, nobody's going to see, right?
Well, we could go on and on, but, you know, update categories are kind of... Well, I mean,
I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Dashlane, one more thing. Dashlane lets you now create new passwords globally. Dashlane is the password wallet that I really, really like.
Oh, good.
And one of the things... I mean, I use LastPass, but one of the things Dashlane has added is this ability to say, I want... all my passwords. I need new passwords, and it'll go one by one, help you walk through it, and it'll save those passwords into your password wallet.
Sounds good.
A really great solution.
Love it.
That's a nice update.
Love it. We did mention quite a few apps. Now, many of these apps you might already have downloaded or installed, rather.
Check it out, because you might have
You've got cooler tools in some of your familiar apps. Yeah. Or we might have shown you something that you never had before. Snapchat might have been like this thing for teens that you just were like, it's not for me. And Leo's like, this is actually a very interesting way to consume news. I've got a short attention span. I'm going to give it another
try. Perfect for you.
So all of the links to everything that we just mentioned will be at twit.tv/IPT. That is our show archive page and where we link you to all the stuff we talk about. So if you ever get lost or you need to revisit something, it's always there. iPad Today at twit.tv is also the way that... best way, really. The easiest way to get a hold of us. If you have a question or a comment or an app... that you'd like us to review, or an app review of your own, all of that works. So thanks, everybody, for watching.
Our show today brought to you by Gazelle. If you have an old iPhone or an iPad that you're ready to pass along, move on, don't just throw it in the drawer and let it gather dust. That's like throwing a $100 bill in the drawer. Say, I don't need that money. Why waste it? Go to gazelle.com right now. You can get a quote, good for 30 days on all sorts of used gadgets, phones and tablets and computers and screens. But another thing new from Gazelle, you might wonder, well, what happens to all those old electronics? Well, the very best of the very best, they'll sell on gazelle.com. Yes, you can now buy certified pre-owned iPhones, Samsung Galaxy phones, and iPads directly from Gazelle. If you've lost or broken your phone, a certified pre-owned device would be a great way to replace it. You have two different qualities. You've got certified like new. Those are probably devices that nobody ever even used. You know, they got it as a gift and they just sold it to Gazelle right away. And then certified good. These are slightly more worn. You know, they show gentle signs of wear. But they're gonna, you're going to save a lot of money. And frankly, it's probably going to be better shape than the phone you lost or broke or had stolen. Certified good devices, just like all the devices they sell on a Gazelle, have been put through a rigorous 30-point inspection. They're fully functional. Of course, you have a 30-day risk-free return policy. So this is, I think, a great way to get a new device at a lot. Look at the iPad 2 for $199. That is a great deal. Gazelle.com. They've paid out nearly $175 million to over a million customers. Free shipping, fast processing, cash in your pocket. And now you can buy, too. G-A-Z-E-L-L-E, gazelle.com.
So I know that you've all talked about this on various Twitch shows, but I haven't been around for the last couple of weeks.
We missed you.
So, thank you. I missed you, too. I miss everybody. Saturdays are... We're shooting this live on Saturday, as we do now. And so I don't really see many people that I used to work with anymore.
No.
But, you know, that's okay, because the heart grows fonder. But Apple had the most profitable quarter.
Whoa!
It had its most profitable quarter.
And?
The most profitable quarter of any company in the history of companies.
Amazing! $18 billion profit in 3 months.
I mean, it's
amazing.
Of course, people still find reasons to be like, well, Tim Cook might not know what he's doing.
Yeah, you don't hear that much anymore.
No,
the
screams have started to be silenced.
They actually made more money this last quarter, the holiday buying quarter. It's their big quarter, but still, they made more money in that quarter than they ever made when Steve Jobs was there.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I mean, this is like, Tim Cook is like Steve Young to Joe Montana. At first, when Steve Young arrived, 49ers fans said he's no Joe Montana, and then he started winning and everybody then finally said, okay, I guess he is a Joe Montana. In fact, he might even be better than Joe Montana. I think Tim Cook is Steve Young.
One of my colleagues over at TechCrunch, Greg Komparek, when he wrote up this news, he said, let's think of it another way. Apple now makes $8.3 million per hour in profit, and that's 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's a good clip of profits.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Pretty good.
I actually opened a spreadsheet on MacBreak Weekly to figure out how much money per day, week, hour, second Apple makes. But then I did another one because they sold 74.5 million iPhones.
Right.
And I did another one. They're selling 10 iPhones a second. That's a problem because only 4.1 babies are born every second in the world.
Well, but
so unless you buy two or three iPhones, they're going to run out of a market pretty quick.
Uh-oh.
They're making twice as many, selling twice as many iPhones as babies are being born in the world.
So get to procreating, everybody.
Make more babies or make fewer iPhones.
We don't want that Apple chart to start sliding into the red.
That's
what to do.
So that's what the pundits are going to say.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Biggest quarter of in history, most profitable quarter of any company ever. The pundits are going to say, well, it's all downhill from here.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Apple's at its peak.
They can't possibly sustain
this.
How
can they keep it up?
They say that every quarter. iPad sales down.
Okay, we should mention that. That's, this is iPad today.
Yeah.
22% drop in iPad sales.
Mm-hmm.
And this is quarter. This is the third or fourth quarter. I think third quarter now that they've dropped.
Yeah.
I think it's time to start, getting a new job. We can't do this show for much longer.
Oh, dear.
Pretty soon nobody will be. They only sold 22.1 million iPads.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
What?
Hey.
22 million iPads.
Yeah, doom and gloom. Wait a second. We've got potentially 20 million new viewers.
I guess we'll keep doing the show after all.
Yeah. There's really no reason
Isn't it amazing? Most companies, that if they sold 20 million anything, would be they'd be top of the world.
Very happy. Very happy.
But Apple goes from 26 million iPads to 22 million, and they're going, oh.
They're going, oh, well, this whole market is dead. Might as well go to wristwatches.
There's speculation, and we've speculated two reasons why this would happen. One, because of the bigger phones, nobody feels like they need a tablet. The other is, and I think you've said this, and I think you're right, it's saturation. Everybody who wants an iPad got an iPad.
Right.
And until an iPad comes out that is dramatically new or different, you're not going to see big sales because everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd have thunk it? Everybody's happy. And so that's why the iPad Pro rumors, and I know you're a big fan of this rumor of a 12-inch iPad, mm-hmm. are going to be very interesting, because I think you're right. I'm starting to think you're right.
Speaking of 12-inch iPad Pros, or some larger version of an iPad, whatever it may be, I think this next story is related, that 53, the company that makes a beautiful paper iPad app, saying, and I believe for some time now that app has gone for $4.99. Is that right?
I think so. But then if you wanted all of the papers and
then
the textures
in-app
and the colors.
And the whole thing.
It's like a $25, $30 if you get it all.
Yeah, which is, I think that's a little cost prohibitive for some people who are used to apps not being more than a couple bucks or free. But 53, the company, has taken its paper app completely free.
What? You can get all the pens and everything?
Yeah. You know, they've had quite a few downloads, 13 million of them. So it's...
That's fantastic.
This is obviously an app that people really enjoy. You kind of have to be a good illustrator, I feel like, to really take advantage of how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
But it's just a good note-taking app. I mean, if you're the kind of person who writes on a whiteboard in a conference room, this is the app for you. But I think that 53 is saying, you know, let's make the whole thing free because then we can sell more styluses.
Oh, yeah, because they sell styluses.
That's right.
They're actually quite beautiful. They're kind of flat. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Designed for use with 53, although they'd work with anything.
Don't you think?
So they think that's they give it all away because we're going to make money on the styluses.
Larger iPad, more of an opportunity to sell this app that people like.
See, I love how that looks.
But why sell the app at all? Because the stylus is more expensive anyway. That's my theory.
Here's the problem with that.
What is that person drawing anyway?
It's like a cell.
Eesh.
Here's the problem.
Hairy cell.
With that is that the rumor is Apple has patented a pen mm-hmm. and will sell a pen either with the new iPad or as an accessory for the new iPad.
Yeah, in fact, we talked about that a couple weeks
ago.
And
I figure people are going to buy the Apple pen. And the other thing, of course, is 53's pen is not traditionally pressure sensitive. I think it has some pressure sensitivity, but it's using a trick. If the new iPad is actually... senses
okay.
pressure,
so
then you're going to have to change your pen.
So if you think of it this way, 53 is like, we got a very small window to sell a lot
pen.
Of yeah. our stylus, right? Because
right.
we're not going to be able to keep up for much longer.
Right.
That's an interesting idea. I hadn't thought of it that
are
way.
Are you? Now, you've been talking a lot about the 12-inch iPad. Are you? Would you buy one? Would you be really happy to have one?
I don't know why I would. No.
If I were an illustrator.
Yeah, and I so
it.
Am not.
Yeah.
I think.
I'll get one for my mom.
If you could. If we were a little bit closer to using this, you know, like all the Twit video editors, if they could have like iPad Pros in the back with, you know, and just kind of editing stuff on a larger iPad, yeah, I could kind of see that being a cool new thing.
Right.
But I you know, you need something more robust. I mean, they've got like hardcore Mac Pros back there. I don't even know what you guys are running these days. But, you know, usually if you're doing something that's that intensive, you're not going to do the whole thing on an iPad. It would be more like supplemental.
Right.
So for me, I don't need an iPad mini because I think that the newest version of the iPad Air is perfectly, it's the right size for me. It's mobile, it's thin and light and the whole thing. But
I want a big one. I feel like I want it. I'm the guy who likes the mini. And I use the mini at home. But I'm just feeling like, now I want a big one.
Yeah. I think it's because you want there to be a certain size difference between your phone.
Maybe.
And because our phones keep getting bigger and your iPad. Because right now, your mini and your, what are you rocking these days? What are the Samsung?
Yeah,
videos?
It's a big phone, five
big
and a half.
Phone.
Six
yeah.
inch, actually. Six
yeah,
inch.
You know, I've got the 6 Plus.
Yeah.
So maybe I just have to see the larger iPad and then I'm sold. If indeed there
I
will
think
be one. And we think there will
I
be
I know
one.
Why I want it. Because I fantasize that maybe I could be a great artist,
mm-hmm.
but I have no talent.
Nope. I'm saying
but
that
I,
about myself.
I think if I
but
got the
I
pad, if I got
don't.
The, but if I only had a stylus and a 12-inch tablet, maybe I'd be a great artist.
Right. You know, that's what they say about photography. You just
yeah.
buy the most expensive camera, and now you're a pro photographer, right?
Right.
It's all you need.
Yep.
Yeah. You buy the most expensive silverware.
Yep.
You're a great cook.
I'm saving up. For an $8,000 lens.
What?
Because it's going to make me a better photographer.
Don't do that.
No, I shouldn't.
$8,000.
It's kind of expensive.
Why is it so special?
It's a Leica.
But, like, why is it so special besides the brand recognition?
It's supposed to be the best lens anybody's ever made in the
wow.
world.
Wow. See, I would want
world.
That, too, just because
like
I want to say I have it.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news.
Hmm.
You can. I've ordered it, but you have 9 months because they have to make them. by hand or something. So it doesn't come for 9 months. So I have 8 more months to say, yeah, never mind.
I see.
Oh, of course, then they'll be making. But then they'll find somebody else.
By then, there'll be a better Leica lens. And maybe it'll be on sale or
something. I'm not going to buy it. It's crazy.
But, like, but is it, like, because there's such a shallow depth of field? Like, what?
Yeah, it's very big, very wide.
It does everything.
50-millimeter lens.
It does everything you'd ever want.
Super crisp. And yet creamy in the bokeh.
It babysits your kids.
Yeah.
Everything.
I'm such a sucker.
Well,
I'm
you
such
are,
a sucker.
Actually, in many ways. But that's okay.
I can't wait till the iWatch comes out so I can buy the most expensive.
Yeah, it's called the Apple Watch. Apple Watch.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, they're not doing the eye anymore. What's internet about it?
That's the other thing we learned.
Yes! Well, which is a little bit later than what the initial rumor was, which was March.
They said early 2015, so now we know that early 2015 means as late as April 30th.
We also can get our Apple Watches and watch season 5 of Game of Thrones in the same month. And I think that sounds great.
I think their figure, tax refund. People fire April 15th, they'll get their tax refund, so April 16th we'll offer the iWatch. Need something to spend your tax refund on? We've got it.
Oh my gosh. If only I got tax refunds ever. April 16th is maybe the worst day for me to purchase anything.
Because that's when you have to give them money.
Because I'm wiped out.
You have to give them money. So how do I get, I'm going to download all the, now that 53 has free things, you just get them all? How do you get them? Shop. So this is all going to be free now. If I shop at 53.
Oh,
see, what you
free.
Get is a pencil, a gold pencil for $60.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, but I mean, all the, I thought all the the stuffs, the papers, oh, they are all just free now, right? Or no? Like, where do I get, the
right,
talent? Where's
right.
the talent
all
plug
right.
in?
All right, pick one of the guys that you don't have yet.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it pretty?
So you've got.
Isn't it beautiful? It's so nice.
Yeah. See, you've already bought them. That's the problem.
Oh, that's why. You Otherwise, it would ask me for money.
Yeah.
So I'm the sucker that paid for it before they started giving it away.
Well, welcome to being an early adopter.
See, isn't that beautiful?
It's a thankless life. No respect.
I am an artiste.
That's correct.
And then, of course, you've got to sign it with your name.
Leah. Ooh.
Yeah, pretty
nice
good.
One.
If you see a painting with that.
You do your L's like my mom does. That's a compliment, by the way. So Microsoft, this is kind of a weird. I read this article and I was like, what?
What?
Microsoft has more than, combined, not separately, 100 iOS and Android apps. Microsoft.
What?
What?
100?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, so this is the article that Dan Farmer over at Quartz wrote up.
Oh, if you include Android, okay.
Yeah, so it's not just iOS. It's Android and iOS. 100? So I was sort of like, okay, well, we got...
Well, let's see. There's Word, Excel,
Word,
PowerPoint.
Excel, remote PowerPoint.
Desktop. A OneDrive?
No, OneDrive doesn't count because it's its own
Smart
brand.
Glass.
Oh, no, actually, that's not true. Skype,
Bing for iPad.
Skype is separate as well. Yeah. It's not counted. Yeah.
Connectimals Lite. Did you count that?
No. Well, I didn't know it existed.
Well, I didn't either.
Yeah.
So the way to find out is click Microsoft Corporation.
And there
and this will give you
all
the apps.
You get all the stuff. I just thought that was...
It's quite a few.
This is really...
holy cow!
I know. And in the iPhone category, it's even more so.
Yeah.
Now, and then the Android, you know, that's a little different. But I think it does...
38 apps for the iPad.
I was... Yeah. I guess when
28 apps for the iPhone. So actually, there are fewer on the iPhone. So there must be even a lot more on the Android.
Yeah. But I think it's interesting because it shows that Microsoft is...
Many people don't know Microsoft.
You know, for a long time, it was all about Microsoft's own OS.
There's a program called Ms. Splosion Man. Look at this. There's a Microsoft Corporation.
Ms. Splosion
Most Butt Man? Cheeks Clenched Award.
Oh, dear. Well, that's just a Destructoid review.
You did see that last week we did it, Megan Maroney did it as her AppCap, iOS version of Outlook.
Oh, yeah.
And you did see that that's actually almost completely unchanged. The iOS app, Accompli, which Microsoft bought for $200 million.
Right, yeah.
Did you also see, so now add another app, because they just bought Sunrise.
Right.
The calendar app, which we love. Do you use it?
I use Fantastical as my default, but Sunrise is really
They're
good.
Both great.
And in fact, Sunrise is a little bit more robust. It does more than calendaring.
Well, and I think because it connects both with Google and with Microsoft,
it's helpful.
It's something Microsoft, it makes sense for Microsoft to add it to their portfolio.
You know, when I started working at TechCrunch, it's weird because TechCrunch has its own domain, you know, like Sarah Lynn at TechCrunch.
Right.
But then the AOL universe, which is the parent company, still runs Outlook.
Are you going to get an AOL.com address?
Well, I'm Team AOL.
Sarah 5369
it's
at AOL.
Team AOL. So it's like a corporate thing.
Because you're on the team.
Like Tech TV Corp. Remember those, you know?
Team America.
But so somebody was like, okay, well, now they were helping me set up my computer because they don't think I know what I'm doing, you know? And they're like, and then you click the Outlook icon. And I was like, I'm not using Outlook.
I'm
just not going to use it. I'll never get that email. I'm just not going to use it. We can route it through Google Apps or something. But that was just
good for you, Sarah Lynn.
Thank you. I know it's good to be difficult.
Plucky Sarah Lynn.
Right on the first day, so nobody takes advantage of
you.
They know what you will and will not do. That's right. But Outlook on an iPad app, if that had been the case when I was hired, then I would never have even complained because I would have been like, that's kind of fun. That's another way to. No, I still actually wouldn't have wanted to use Outlook.
I just got a new Dell 13-inch, which is beautiful, by the way. And I hope Apple will do a similar one for a MacBook Air. But I thought, oh, well, what the heck? I got this Windows 8.1 machine. Let's install Office. I subscribe to Office 365.
Mm-hmm.
But I had not used Outlook in some time, maybe a year or two. That thing is god-awful. It is really. Outlook on the desktop is not iOS Outlook. It is horrible.
Oh, yeah. It's
lots of ribbons everywhere, and it's just, it's ugly. It looks old.
It's one of those programs, and I know some of you are just like, what? Outlook does everything you could ever want. That's the problem. I'm so used to a more streamlined version of, you know, it's like all of these, I even put Gmail into this category. All of these new email apps have all been designed to like do away with the complexity of email that it turns so many people off. So when you look at Outlook, you're like, how do I even find my drafts?
I know.
I can't. I don't want to.
It's email from the early 2000s.
Right. I don't want all these formatting options. Yeah. Nobody should format text ever. Anyway, did you know, this is just sort of an interesting little article I found on Bloomberg, that Tesla, the electric car maker, Elon Musk's company, has hired more workers that previously worked at Apple than from any other company.
Hmm.
Now you think, well, Apple people don't necessarily know how to design cars, but they certainly are great designers, engineers, and the like. And it sounds as though, and this is, of course, you know, this is Bloomberg sources saying, that Apple is trying to poach people from Tesla.
Oh.
In many cases, the same people.
Back.
Come on back.
Come back.
Here's a hefty signing bonus. We've got all the money in the world. But, you know, Apple is sometimes notoriously thought of as a crappy place to work because they work you to the bone.
Some of that also has to do with geographic proximity. All the engineers who work in Cupertino live close enough that they could easily just go over to Tesla. They're all in the same, roughly the same area.
But you Google could say too, that about Facebook. Apple and Google.
Yeah, Facebook.
Or Apple and
But I do
Google.
Think that's true. And, in fact, remember that they just settled a lawsuit. Mm-hmm. In which they, Apple, Google, and others had agreed not to poach each other's employees because they're all, it's a tight market for engineers. And this is something, by the way, if you're young and deciding what career to pursue, now would be a good time. Mm-hmm. It's a tight market for good programmers, for good engineers, for good designers. There's a tough competition between all the big Silicon Valley companies. They all want those quality people. And I think there are not enough quality people to go around. So I'm not surprised to hear that Tesla, they're just like Google and Facebook and everybody else. They want those Apple engineers, and Apple wants them back.
Yeah, yeah. It's like going to work for Nest, which now is owned by Google.
Some of it also has to do with what the flavor of the year was at the time, right?
Right.
So Apple, because Apple's stock price is through the roof, Apple is attracting really great talent. If you're coming out of school, you're going to think, well, where would be the most fun to work, the most exciting to work? Where am I going to make the most money? It's not just salary. Where the stock option is going to be the most valuable? And because Apple's stock is continuing to go through the roof,
mm-hmm.
they probably do get the lion's share of really talented engineers. Although a lot of them may be doing their own startups, too, I would think. You know.
Or working at companies that they feel like have a lot of growth potential. I know one engineer, a friend of mine, worked at Apple for many years and then went to work for Square.
Right.
In the hardware division. He was a hardware engineer.
But I bet he's regretting it right about now.
Well, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Apple's done awfully well. I think there was a little bit of a brain drain, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when Steve Jobs left, Tim Cook took over. Even Apple employees probably had the same questions that we all had.
Right. Is this really the place where...
Is there a future?
All the growth potential is. Turns out the answer is yes.
I'll go back.
At least for now.
You got some stock for me?
Yeah, right. So Tesla, I guess we'll
I find that interesting.
We'll have Apple-like cars.
But if you think about it, the Tesla is not a car. It is a tech product, really.
Yeah.
It's like a computer. Big 17-inch screen, lots of software. You saw the company that already has demonstrated how to an Apple Watch app that would let you check your Tesla out to see how the charging's going turn the engine on, things like that from your Apple Watch.
Oh, David Prager, the only person I know. No, that's
not true. He's selling his Tesla.
Well,
he's
having a hard time with it. I think it's overpriced. But I hope he doesn't sell it because I like it.
I could get that lens or I could get Prager's Tesla.
Yeah. I mean, there's only a little scrape or two.
What?
Just kidding.
Is he crazy?
It's like new.
Did he have a crash?
No.
Come on, tell me the truth.
No.
He's not watching.
I think the only time that car has been in danger is when I've driven it.
Prager's
and I've only been allowed to drive it a couple times because Prager logged into his Tesla app and saw that I was going like 90 miles an hour and was like, well, that's enough of that.
You can do that?
And yes.
Oh, I love that. I want to buy it.
Not only can you see where your car is going, but you can see how fast it's going. And he was like, that's a little much. And I was like, it's very easy to go too fast in this car. I'm very sorry.
It is, because it makes no sound.
You're just like... And then you're like, oh, shoot.
How much does he want for his Tesla?
I don't know. I'm not paying attention.
He said it's too much.
Well, it's
too much. He hasn't sold it.
It's too much for me.
He hasn't sold it yet.
I'm not sure. I think it probably has more to do with if you're in...
Tell him I'll buy it in 2 years.
If you're in the income bracket to be able to buy a Tesla.
Right. You probably already have one.
Yeah.
Or two.
Or you're aware that they're working on new models and you might be... Yeah, I think it might be a little
That's
bit
true.
Of a bridge
The new one's
season.
Got the wings that go up like that.
Yeah, wings. Very back to the future. In the future. You know what I would like to know how to do?
What would you like to know how to do?
I'd like to know more about...
I'm thinking it's
kind
on
of
here.
The engineering side of things. Because I've never been much of an engineer. I mean, I'm no Alex Gumpel.
It's too bad there's not a website where thousands of videos... that would instruct you in any kind of thing you'd like to learn, whether it's video production, audio production, how to use PowerPoint, Excel, Outlook. I bet you TechCrunch has a subscription for you at lynda.com. Many companies do. We do. Lynda.com. It's the place to go to invest in yourself for 2015. Whether you want to get better for your job or get a better job, lynda.com has courses for you in every area. Web development, photography. It's fun. I use it all the time for... You know, my hobbies, it's great. They have a great Lightroom course there, actually a lot of them. And some of the best photographers in the world, including many of our friends, people we know, work at do courses for lynda.com. That's what's great about the lynda.com courses. They're taught by people who are experts in the field. These are not those crappy YouTube videos. These are beautifully produced by the best teachers, the best experts. There are new courses every week. Software training, too. Excel, WordPress, Photoshop. There are business skills, negotiation, resume building, everything you need to improve your life, improve your job skills, to ask for a raise, to make yourself more marketable, to get better at your hobby or start a new hobby, new financial goals. Lynda.com is something for everyone. If you are interested in iPad stuff, they've got some, for instance, iPad and iPhone security fundamentals. This would make you very, Nick Brazzi's great. Very useful. Setting up your mobile office to work from anywhere. That'd be awesome office. Programming for non-programmers, if you've always wanted to learn programming. If you're a programmer, they've also... I'm taking a Swift course right there, but this is programming for non-programmers, iOS 8. That teaches you how to build an iOS app, but you don't have to have any programming experience ever. This is so great, so useful, such a boon to the world. And right now, we're going to set it up so you can use it free for 10 days. Every course, take as many as you can in 10 days, free. Enjoy it at lynda, lynda.com/iPad today. There's transcripts of every course, so you can jump right to the part you want. They divide them up into chapters, making it very easy. With your membership, you get unlimited access to every single course, including access on your iPad, your iPhone, your Android device, plus new courses as they're added every week. This is a great deal. lynda.com/iPad today. 10 days free, and then... after that, you can decide if you want to stick around. But do ask your boss, too, because many businesses will have Lynda courses for you. We do. We offer any of our employees Lynda.com courses because it's such a great way to get their skills up. They love it. They enjoy it. Learn at their own pace. They can learn on their own time or during work hours. It's really great. Lynda, LYNDA.com/iPad today.
Got a few emails this week. One of them came from Hugh.
Hello,
I like to think that you're Hugh Grant, and I don't know that you're not, so we're just going to go ahead and say that that's who wrote us. Hugh Grant said, is it possible to move a movie from videos on an iPad, videos app, to iMovie on the same iPad to be able to edit that movie?
Wait a minute. Say that again. Move videos.
So basically, my first reaction was, of course, you just import the video into iMovie and you go nuts. But what Hugh is asking is from the videos app itself. And the videos app has to do with either movies or TV shows or music videos.
Your home movies can be in there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, look, there's a tab up there.
No.
On the
they're in your movies. They're in your photos app.
Oh.
Your movies go into an album on your photos app.
Oh, my movies are the movies you import into movies. So it doesn't have to be commercial stuff. But if you have a movie that you synchronize up with videos, it will show up in videos as my movie.
Right.
So you could, so he's saying he has something in there he wants to export, or is it something he shot? Because you're right, if you shoot it on the iPad, it's in the photos gallery.
Exactly. And that, you can do whatever you want with it.
Right.
Obviously, Apple is not going to be like, sure, you just bought the X-Men movie. Take that into iMovie and
hack it. You think that's what he wants to do?
Well, now I'm confused. I was sure that he meant I shot a movie on my iPad and then I wanted to import it into iMovie. Can I do that? But because he mentioned the videos app, then I figured, this is just copyrighted stuff that you're not going to be able to.
It could be.
Not easily, anyway. So, you're not going to be able to do it through iMovie.
And I don't have an example here. I only have, as you said, stuff I've bought. But if I were to, say, take a movie that I had on my desktop and move it into movies via iTunes, it would show up here. There would be another tab that would say your videos. I think it says your videos. And you would see it in there. So that's so that you can, for instance, rip a DVD and put it in here.
Sure.
It doesn't have to be stuff you bought on the iTunes store.
Right.
But you make an excellent point. So anything that's copy protected, which is anything you purchased on iTunes, on the iTunes store, you will not be able to edit.
No.
I don't know if there's an export. I don't think there's an export. So even if you imported a movie from your desktop into videos, there's no way to get it out. On the other hand, if you shot a video on your iPad, it's in the camera roll. It's not in the videos.
Yeah.
Did that help at all?
And just now, because I didn't want to get it wrong, in iMovie, so because I was testing this out this morning because I was like, do I know what I'm talking about? Because sometimes I don't. So I took this silly video of me eating my breakfast. And so there's just like a silly little video here. Zach, if you want to show my iPad. That I imported into iMovie, and that was easy because it was just a video that I shot on my iPad.
Right.
But then if I use this video, I've actually now made a self-contained movie through iMovie. So I was thinking, well, maybe iOS considers this a different video now because I've actually converted it into a movie. Now will it show up in my videos? Because here's my movie. Okay, you go ahead and say.
So look at share.
My movie, save video. Let's go ahead and save it full res because that's just a beautiful little shot. Oh, right. Export as your photo library. No. So Hugh, whatever you're trying to pull from the videos app, you are out of luck.
I think you have to go back to the desktop.
Yeah.
And get the movie that you made and copy it to your movies, their camera roll, right? Or photos. So to answer the question, yes, you can get your own movies and videos.
He doesn't specify.
Getting them out is the problem. And I bet you're right. He says, oh, well, I have a copy of Tootsie and I want to just edit that. Correct. No.
Not through iMovie anyway.
No.
Not through iMovie.
Apple won't let
that Hugh Grant, you weren't even in Tootsie. So I don't know what
your
obsession with that movie is.
He was child number three, wasn't he?
Oh, that maybe
No, wait a minute.
True.
He was the bad boyfriend.
See, I don't remember the movie. I just know that Dustin Hoffman wore a dress.
Why do I think Hugh Grant actually was in Tootsie? No, he wasn't.
Stop. Hugh Grant? I don't know what Hugh Grant is up to these days, but I hope he's off of old Hollywood Boulevard.
He's a good-looking fella.
I never thought so.
Not at all?
Nah. I like the movie about a boy.
Love that movie.
I think he's very charming in that movie, but I was never a Hugh fan.
Notting Hill? He's quite good in that.
That's a little rom-com for me.
Yeah.
You know, my life is a little...
Was he in Four Weddings and a Funeral?
He was. Yeah. In fact, I think that was sort of his big thing, right? Where people are like, Hugh Grant is a big deal.
Right.
And he was dating Elizabeth Hurley, and she wore that dress with all the safety pins.
She was cute.
Yeah. You know, I saw her in India.
And how does she look now?
Well, I was there like 7 years ago, so we were both younger.
Yes.
But she looked very nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Just ran into her at a big castle.
Could you airdrop it? I'm looking at these different ways. Yeah, no. It says other application, but then when you do other application, here's a few other applications. So you can get it to OneDrive. This movie could go to OneDrive. It's interesting. I don't see videos.
No. That.
See, Storehouse, that's cool.
I actually think that this is, another thing that Apple hasn't changed that's kind of confusing. Because when I am downloading something, let's say I'm about to, take a flight. So I often will download a couple episodes of a TV show or a movie or something. So I just got stuff on my iPad so I don't go crazy. And when it's still in the download phase, it is in iTunes.
Yeah.
But then it leaves iTunes when it's fully downloaded and goes into videos. And I know that now, but I've been confused about that enough times so that I just remember. Because I'll be looking for it in iTunes. Where'd it go? I swear I downloaded
this. What happened?
Did it stop downloading?
Was there
an error? Oh, no, now it's in videos, which is a whole different app. Which you would think they would sync with each other a little bit better. You would think, wouldn't you?
Would
you?
Wouldn't you?
What are you doing? You taking a little video?
I'm taking a picture of you.
Oh, you're taking a picture of me? That's weird. I don't feel like you ever do that on this show from that exact place.
I don't think this is going to work if you keep moving.
Sorry.
It's going to be for my app cap.
It's a photo.
It's going to be for my app cap.
All right.
I should probably take a picture of something that's not moving. Well, anyway.
I'm a human. Humans move, you know?
I am not
a stone wall.
That's a bumper sticker.
Isn't it?
Humans move.
Humans move. Whoop. That's
apparently so does my iPad.
So does an iPad. It's becoming more and more.
It's gotten loopy.
Well, I think it's just.
Did it get loose?
Well, possibly. Righty tighty.
It's my stand, my iPad stand.
Well, your stand is.
That's all right. iPads are amazingly robust. You can drop them, you can throw them, they just never break. Have you found that?
I've never broken one.
I haven't
either. I'll say that. I've broken quite a few iPhones, much to Leo's chagrin.
Have you? Just one.
Well.
Just one once.
Nah, I've done it a few more times, and I was like, not going to go through that again.
You were ashamed to admit it?
Went to the Apple store and was like, I'm not walking out of here without a new screen.
Since you broke it that last time, you've broken
that
a few more?
That was a long time ago.
You've broken a few more times?
I don't want to talk about it.
How many more times?
I paid for it with my own money. I just couldn't stand the shame.
I'm sorry. So is that why you quit?
No.
Oh.
No. I still have lots of shame. Don't worry. Probably more.
How many?
I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Actually, I have more of a problem with losing phones altogether than breaking them. And that's arguably much worse.
Yeah.
So, yeah. One guy, the guy at the party in Malibu who ended up with my iPhone... I don't know who you are,
and I'll never see
you again, but I...
But you know he has it.
I've got your number.
You do?
No.
Did he call you?
I'm on to you. I'll find you one day, even though it's like an iPhone 5. You left your phone
at a party in Malibu.
Yeah, I left my phone.
I think Hugh Grant got it.
Hugh Grant, don't you,
He's a bad boy.
He's a little too privileged for my taste.
Bad boy.
Hey, so Becky fame.
With two E's.
That's right. Becky with two E's.
Actually, three E's.
Three E's.
B-E-C-K-E.
Becky, who we know and love, she actually did send a Twitter question earlier today, and I thought that we would read it on the air. Becky says, is there a way to get my purchased music digital booklet to my iPad or iPhone without using a computer? Because this really sucks.
You mean you can't? It won't over Wi-Fi? It won't copy over?
Well, because I don't actually purchase music.
So it happens to be that when you buy some music, and I have some, you will get liner notes, a booklet, some PDFs, different stuff They're doing it now. They call it DVD extras, but it's obviously no DVD. But you can do that now with movies. I bought the Grand Budapest Hotel, and I got extras. And those come as a sidecar, as a kind of little different thing. I noticed that when I have copied my iTunes media directory, that I will get that. Because it isn't music, but it is, it's in that directory. And it's usually PDFs and other things. So, for instance, I copied everything in my iTunes music directory to a memory card so I could play it in my car. My car will take an SD card. And I have to skip over it because the car sees it. The car says, well, there's a PDF here. That's not music. What do you want me to do about this? And so I have to skip over that each time. So I do notice it is there. It is a file. It can be copied. It just apparently won't be copied automatically by iTunes over a Wi-Fi connection, which is a little bit weird that they'll do it if you're wired, but not if you're wireless.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say it's there. It's a copyable file. It's not hidden content. So you can't copy it over. That's important because you can back it up. If you mm-hmm. couldn't do that, you wouldn't be able to back it up. I'm trying to think, how would you get it on your iPad? You know, I know one thing. I wonder if you did iTunes Match on it. You turned on iTunes Match.
Yeah.
$25 a year.
Yeah.
And then something that I should try this, actually. I could probably do it on mine. I think it was the Grateful Dead American Beauty. So let me see here. I'm going to go to my iTunes, because I pay for it, and I really like iTunes Match, $25. So let's go to the iTunes store. Will it be in the store, or do I have to go to music to get it?
I don't think it should be in the store, because...
But won't it... Let's see. American Beauty. I believe it had extras on it when I bought it. The Grateful Dead album. So the album, editor's notes. Yeah, mastered for iTunes. But no, yeah, I don't.
But it doesn't even.
I don't see anything there. Let's go look in my library. So we're going to go to music and see if it's in there.
Too many apps.
So on music, if you're looking at songs, or actually, let's look at albums. Let's see if we have American Beauty in here somewhere. There it is. Deluxe version,
right.
See?
Yep, yep.
That means that I have all the extras.
Yeah, you've got it.
There's some audio stuff. I don't see. And then, by the way, notice this is all not on the iPad. That's why I have a little cloud with a downward arrow.
Which is how iTunes Match works.
Right. So there's all the music. This is all music.
Trucking.
Even this, the radio spot. So I guess, Becky, I'm not seeing... I feel like there were liner notes. There was some other stuff in the deluxe version. But maybe not. But that I would try that. So take a look. If you pay the $25 for iTunes Match, then take a look in music at your matched music and see if among the songs with the downward cloud there is... additional content. I'm trying to think of what else I've purchased that had deluxe content. And frankly, I don't really remember. The American Beauty is the only one I remember. So I should just buy a song and see. That'd be my guess, is that Match would let you do that.
Becky, I hope that helps.
You could also AirDrop it.
Okay.
Since it is a file,
right,
you could
right.
AirDrop it. So just AirDrop it, and I presume AirDrop would put it in the right spot. That's a good question. Try AirDrop. That's another possibility.
Also, just depends on where the music is.
We're going to get emails.
We are.
People are going to say, oh.
It depends on where the music is currently stored.
Yeah.
Digital booklet.
Yeah.
I mean, depends on the booklet. Hey, do you watch Jimmy Fallon?
Religiously.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like every day?
Yeah, I DVR it and I watch it in the morning when I work out.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do with The Daily Show.
Because you can skip the ads.
Right. Yeah, and yeah, you just kind of.
Don't skip our ads.
No. Well,
his
you
ads.
Can't. Really. Well, I guess you could.
Oh, yeah.
You live version people. Ha ha, we've got you right where we want you. No, but Jimmy Fallon, Will Smith was a guest on Jimmy Fallon.
I watched.
And they did a little, let's call it 90s music.
I didn't get that far.
Well, why not?
Well, it's so funny you should say, because my workout ended and it was right in the middle of that interview.
Well, what they did was they kind of used an iPad as a, not just a prop, but actually a music generator so that they could do this video. Zach, do you have that video?
Let's take a look.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I missed this. Now,
I'm glad you're here. We have you're the best. We have a lot in common, actually.
We do.
Yeah, we both
right where I stopped.
Love music.
Love music. Yes.
Oh, we both like rap music.
We like rap music. Yep. Yes.
You're a famous rapper.
Yes. You are.
I'm a.
Did you see, by the way, the?
Yes. Right. Classically trained beatboxer.
They did the Fresh Prince of Bel Air open with Jimmy Fallon. That was so funny.
All right.
Oh, look, there's an iPad
app.
Yeah. Or Loopy or something like that.
Looper.
And yeah,
what they're using Looper.
Looper.
We like Looper.
Which I believe Fallon is a fan of.
Yeah, because he's used it before. I've seen him use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like recorded layering.
Yes. Is that what it's called? Yes, of course.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say.
We're going to layer the rhythm.
Here we go.
We're going to track it. Which, okay.
Is the mic for you?
It's funny. It looks like they're in front of a green screen. I know they're not, but it looks like they are.
It does, doesn't it?
Sort of odd light.
It's because of the way they're lit, yeah.
Yeah.
They're rimmed.
So I'll do the first
one. Do you know how to work it?
He particularly, yeah, Jimmy looks like he's on a green screen. Maybe he is. They are in Hollywood.
That's true. Yeah.
I've seen him do this before.
Oh, yeah. I think, actually, now that I...
You've seen us do this before.
Well, we don't do this
he's
well.
He's a little better at the beatbox.
But I think we have, actually, now that I think about it, we've shown this working.
This was on Friday that he did this yesterday, as we were watching last.
Yeah, LA right here.
Now, I know that the whole, hey, look, we've got an iPad, the novelty iPad, we can make music with it, is sort of a tired genre for this show.
Do you think it's for regular people? This is exciting.
Well, I think, you know, remember when the iPad first came out, we were like, whoa, look at this. This is crazy. Celebs using iPads to make beautiful music and things like that.
We
haven't seen it in a while.
It's kind of dopey. They need to do something new.
Well, Jimmy is very into, like, the music thing, right? So a lot of this is just, like, I feel like, his sort of just fantasy of doing fun music stuff.
All right, here we go. Here, yeah.
All right. All right. Well,
that's it? There's more?
Well, you know, sure. I don't think that you're very
I'm going to show you, because how many years ago was it that I did something very similar? Let me see if I can find it.
I don't know.
Yeah, let me see. I think I can find it. Sarah with the... I can't remember the name of the song. It's probably on my channel. If I could just see the videos on my channel.
There you go.
I think I uploaded this. I wonder what the date is. We'll go back in time a little bit, because I think this is a pretty old video. Sarah with the Elven Ears. I think I recorded this, what is it, September? This is...
But that wasn't Looper, was it?
No, but it's better.
Oh, it's
this was
better,
2011.
Is it?
Okay. This is what we were doing on iPad today.
I remember this.
Now, I ask you, which would you rather do? Watch Jimmy Fallon and Will Smith... Or this.
This. By a landslide.
I think now if they got this program.
I mean, look at those beautiful frames. I had forgotten about this.
2011.
Wow.
That. So I'm just showing you.
Like, why is there a dog with a cone of shame as part of this? It's like it's a real nightmare. It's like it's the stuff nightmares are made of.
The dog. What was the app that I used for this?
How is it not, like, tagged in the YouTube video? You know? Like, how are you ever going to remember what it was? Because I don't.
This is a great app. I want this app. I want to do more with this app.
I mean, you got pugs. You've got it all. All right, well, that was
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that is a Looper.
Blast from the past.
Vid Rhythm.
Jimmy Fallon. Vid Rhythm. There you go.
Vid Rhythm.
Jimmy Fallon, take notes. You've been one-upped by us.
If you want me as a consultant, Jimmy, I'll come out. Don't worry.
Same. Yeah, I'll be in New York pretty soon anyway.
Again, you going to New York?
No, I'm just saying. If Fallon wants me to be on his show,
you're
going to
be bi-coastal, aren't you, from now on?
It's very back cold.
And forth.
It's very cold there. It's very cold. I'm no good in the winter.
It is cold.
It was tough for me. My ears are hurting. So Swatch, as in Swatch watches, very popular in the 80s. Yeah, I had quite a few Swatch watches, and one of them included a watch band that was like smelled good.
Right.
Remember those?
Yeah.
Well, that's a really dumb.
Well, it doesn't smell good forever.
No, but it smelled good for like a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I always wondered.
You
how
could
long
wash it, and it would like still smell like an apricot.
Cherry flavored watch.
Strange, right?
So you know what Swatch stands for? Swiss watch.
Yeah.
It was their response company. To the onslaught of cheap Japanese electronic watches.
Yeah, and they said,
"Oh, we're going to lose some business," so they made the inexpensive
Swatch watch.
They were great. The Swatches.
Yeah.
They invented internet time. You know.
I did not know that.
Was not widely adopted, but it was a decimal based. Time
sort of like system. A UTC for the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's still sites you can go to and find out what time it is in internet time.
So Swatch never went away, but it certainly it was not the very pop culture fashion behemoth that it
once
was.
No, when we were kids, Swatch was huge.
Swatch was was very big when I was a kid. Like getting a Swatch watch was
big deal.
Basically like getting an Apple Watch. And Swatch is actually planning a smartwatch.
Of course
that will be compatible with Android and Windows Phone, of all things.
In 1998.
To compete with the Apple Watch.
In 1998, they introduced, and I hope they bring this back.
That is a terrible photo when we're talking about watches.
Yeah.
I mean, what's happening here?
Well, it's not flattering.
No, it sure isn't.
They invented internet beat time in 1998 for the beat watch.
Hmm.
Each beat lasts 1 minute and 26.4 seconds.
Oh, that's too much. That's like 29.9 frames per second.
Oh, it's crazy.
I mean, give us a break.
The solar day is divided into 1,000 parts.
Okay.
Time is noted as a three-digit number out of 1,000. Midnight is 1,000. So we are we're at 989 or whatever, right?
Mm.
It's 248 would indicate a time 248 dot beats after midnight or 5:57 a.m. And you could get a watch that would tell you. The internet time.
No wonder it didn't stick.
By the way, but this is why I like it. There's no time zones.
Oh.
No time zones.
Oh.
So everything's this internet time does not observe daylight savings time. It's always the same.
You know, there's a few things that I can't get on board with. This and
metric
conversions.
I'm going to make it. I'm downloaded.
I'm a dumb American, and I just don't understand.
VidRhythm is
metric
from
anything.
Harmonix, by the way, which is a great company. And
oh, good.
We can make another VidRhythm after the show tonight.
Good. Let's do it.
Are we getting ready for our app cap?
Sure.
All right, let's do that. Before we do that, can I tell you about my mattress?
Please do.
Somebody was asking in the chat room, do you still like your mattress? I love my mattress. We're talking Casper. The only mattress I've ever ordered that came in a box. My mattress from the internet, you might say, well, I'm not going to buy a mattress without lying on it. Yes, this is better than that because you can lie on it for up to 100 days and they'll take it back. No questions asked, no cost to you. So it's not 5 minutes in a store with the shop lady looking at you saying,
I'm in my clothes. This isn't really like how I would even be in my house. Yeah.
I liked it so much. I got it for my son. So he sleeps on a Casper, too.
Oh, yeah?
So what Casper is, it's both latex and memory foam. So you have a very firm mattress, but it gives. It's hard to describe. It's just the right sink and bounce, long-lasting comfort, really good support. Because I will have a bad back if I sleep on a bad mattress. I will have a bad back. So I got my jammies on. No one knows why. And I opened the box. Now, this
because
is
you're
so
ready to But, you know,
sleep.
You wanted to
I'm
make it.
I'm sleep in the front hall.
You wanted to make it seem.
So we opened up the mattress.
Yep. I love the way it's packaged, by the way.
It's so cool. They give you a little. It's in Tyvek, and they give you a little thing to open it.
It's magic.
And there it is. Mm-hmm. That is a queen size mattress that came in a box. And oh, is it comfy? Look at that. Oh, beautiful. Casper's mattress is made in the USA, free delivery, painless returns within a 100-day period. And I can tell you, I'm well past 100 days, and I love my Casper mattress. You will love it, too. Casper.com/iPad today. Henry loves it, by the way. I ask him every time I talk to him, how you liking that mattress? You liking that mattress? He says, I'm loving it. $500 for a twin, $950 for a king size. That's a lot less than the mattress you'd buy in the mattress store, and it's a heck of a lot better. Casper, Casper.com/iPad today. Use the promo code iPad today. And you'll get an additional $50 off just because you're in the audience.
You know, Leo, I thought I'd take it back to the old school and wear a ZDTV cap.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's history there.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. You should wear that to TechCrunch TV, and then what would they pay?
I will, and they won't know what to do with themselves.
I only had a limited supply of those. And I remember we gave one to the gate guard at Comdex.
Okay.
So we could park, could pull up and unload the trucks.
Okay.
So that is a rare commodity. Me, I'm wearing the new, this is the new Twit hat with built-in headphones in the ear flaps. And you plug this in to your iPhone or your iPod right there.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't, nobody knows you're listening to the podcast while you're driving the tractor.
I actually really like the design.
Isn't that a great idea?
Mm-hmm.
It's a Kanga. Kangol.
It's great.
Kangol.
You know, this reminds me that I still have your Russian hat that, by the way...
How did that work out for you?
Killed in Park City.
Yeah.
New York didn't quite know what to do with me. Probably because there were actually a lot of Russian people that were like,
you,
I don't think so.
You took the pin off, right?
Nope.
You put the, you left the Soviet Army pin
on it?
It's not
a pin. It's actually sewn in. So I didn't want to like...
Well, no wonder you got weird looks.
But I wore it backwards. But they still were like, no.
That's, they were just making that
Park City,
your
literally
hat.
Everybody you saw, everybody,
said,
they'd be like,
where did you get that?
Where
did
you get that? That is so cool. I love your
hat.
Isn't
that awesome?
See, it's just a lot of nice people in Utah.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, New York.
I'm so glad you borrowed that.
There were actually a lot of people in New York who were wearing big furry hats.
Right.
So I totally,
were,
I think they were just like unimpressed because I look like everybody
you weren't
else.
Out of the ordinary.
Exactly.
Please keep that and wear it in good health whenever you go to
Russia.
Well,
just know that when I'm not visiting. Invisalining over in Minsk, I will keep it safe.
Good.
I don't know. So I told you a little bit earlier in the show that I had a Valentine's horror story.
No.
Well, okay. So it's not a Valentine's horror story, but Valentine's Day is coming up, and I thought, okay, well, I want my AppCap to somehow talk about Valentine's Day because
we won't be here for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, the Valentine's Day show actually coincides with Washington's birthday,
right.
President's Day.
So we won't
and
be
Twit
here.
Has the
this
day
is
off.
It. This is the Valentine's Day show.
This is, yeah. It's the next time you see us, we'll all talk about our wonderful Valentine's days.
I'm going to quickly find something
and I'll
romantic.
Tell you right now that mine won't be good. Because I'm a cat lady, and my cats don't do nice things for me on Valentine's
Day.
Oh,
it's not too late. You still have 7 days to find love.
Now, so that's what brought me to the AppCap that I'm going to talk about, which I've talked about in the past, and that's Tinder. Because I thought to myself, I wonder...
You're going to be on Tinder failures.
No. Tinder nightmares.
Nightmares.
The Instagram account, Tinder nightmares. No, but I thought to myself... I wonder what, and I'm sure that they're keeping great track of this, wonder what the stats for just activity, like 2 days before Valentine's Day must be on Tinder because you know it's going to skyrocket because people are just...
They're lonely.
Some people have a really hard time. Honestly, I go out with my friends. If I don't have a boyfriend on Valentine's Day, does not matter at all. But some people really do care, and you can think that they're just like, I just want to go get a drink with somebody. I want to, you know, kind of connect and give her a rose or give him some chocolates or whatever. So I thought, okay, Tinder. All right. So because I was thinking of that in preparation for the show,
yes.
I was on Tinder. I have an account.
Oh, that's why.
I have an account. Yeah. I've actually met a few people through Tinder. Uh-huh. And without, you know, I'm not going to, like, give away, you know, like, my private conversations. But just for a refresher, if you've never used it, and it is an iPhone app. But I do have a few rules. Now, if
Wait a
I don't
minute.
Know
Why
which,
are there two guys
If
here?
I don't know which one you are in your first photo... And
there's
in fact,
two
in
guys.
This case, there's just only one photo. That's a no. No means left.
Oh.
Now, John, who's 40...
He's a nice-looking guy.
John, who's 46...
Yeah, a little too old for you.
He seems... Okay, let's just say...
He's too old for you.
I don't like the television cables. That seems messy.
Yeah.
Bob is 39, plays football. So let's just go ahead and say, sure, okay.
But you don't even see his face. Now, are you going to get a date with him?
Well, Bob has already liked me, so it's possible that we could start
bad.
Talking to each other.
No.
So this is how Tinder works.
He's out.
All right?
Yankees fan. Can't vote for
Here's my nightmare. Here's my nightmare. And the reason that I'm going to share this with you is because I want everyone to understand how Tinder uses your Facebook data to populate your profile.
Yeah.
Now, when you set up a Tinder account, it will say, okay, well, let's choose some photos. You can only pull up photos. You have to link it to your Facebook account. That's just the way it works. If you're not on Facebook, you
can't
use
Tinder.
You can't
not link it to your Facebook.
No,
I guess
that's the
how
it
they
works.
Keep it, that it's you.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. It's an identity thing. So that means that if you want, like, a really hot picture of yourself to be your first picture on your Tinder profile, it somehow has to be on Facebook. Even if you upload it privately, like, so nobody could see it, that's where all the data is coming from. Okay. So I have, and often when you talk on Tinder, when two people are matched the way that me and Mr. Football were, then Tinder says, okay, now the two of you can privately chat. Football guy shouldn't be able to get a hold of me, and I shouldn't be able to get a hold of him unless we've both said, Yeah, we're interested in this.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Okay. So often you're chatting on Tinder, and what happens is that because a lot of us just sort of prefer our texting programs, because that's really what it is,
yeah,
you'll say, hey, you seem like not a crazy person. Here's my phone number. Will you text me? And then your conversation often moves to text, and then from there you meet up or it fizzles out, whatever. So this happened to me the other day,
yeah,
with a gentleman who shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
He told me his name.
Yeah.
He seemed pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought he was handsome.
Yeah.
So we moved it over to text. He gave me his number first, and yeah, I was like, okay, you know, hi, it's Sarah. Yeah. Okay, now you've got my number. So I got a weird feeling about him, and I can't tell you why, but I just did. Now, because...
You should trust those, by the way.
Right, totally, yeah. Yeah. Gut instincts with strangers, yeah, always follow
trust
that.
Those.
Yeah. I just got a weird... Because his name seemed really common, and it just... That didn't feel right to me.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Because your Tinder profile is linked to your Facebook account,
yeah,
and because I had his phone number,
uh-oh,
I could then enter the phone number into the Facebook search bar. So
uh-oh,
going into the Facebook app, I know this sounds like super stalkery, but hey, ladies and gents, you got to take care
it's
of yourselves.
Valuable.
So if you're in the Facebook app, as I am now, you go ahead and search for people, places, or things, right? So if you type in the phone number rather than the name, because
yeah,
I typed in his name and nothing came up.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that's weird too, right? He
yeah
lives in the Bay Area. Type in his phone number, all of a sudden, it was linked to the real person.
Oopsies.
Who was married.
Oopsies.
Who was a father.
Oopsies.
And who had a different name altogether.
Oh, you and busted.
And once I got the real name,
busted,
a simple Google search showed that he was a convicted felon.
Sarah, I'm really sorry, and I didn't expect that you would be able to figure out it was me.
It wasn't you.
Oh.
Unless you just really look different in your mugshots.
What was his felony, just out of curiosity?
Well, there were 34 of them, in fact.
Oh!
34 arrests.
How'd you find that out?
Well,
is it on his Facebook page?
No.
I've been arrested 34 times.
Once I figured out his real name, I took the whole thing to Google and just went nuts.
Oh, my
jail
goodness.
Base has all sorts of mugshots.
Wait a minute, jail base?
It's a website.
I guess a woman in the modern age has to learn some really unique skills.
The reason that I'm telling you this humiliating story, because I felt very stupid about it.
Not humiliating.
Well, you feel like, oh, man, I should, you know.
You didn't date him.
No, I never met him,
you
actually.
Caught him
never
before
met him.
He,
we never met in real life.
Yeah.
But... it's a good tool to remember if for any reason you're using Tinder that there is a Facebook link. And if you can get someone's phone number, because you know, people will add their phone numbers to their Facebook profiles, even if it's, you know, set as private, you can maybe get a little bit more information on
that's
somebody.
Very smart.
And there are a lot of crazies out there. So don't ruin Valentine's
Call
Day.
Call his wife and say, hey, just want to let you know.
You know, I will not lie. I thought about it yeah briefly, and then I thought, whatever this is, I don't want
to
be part of it. I don't even know these people.
But she maybe did marry the guy who was 38 felonies, so
right.
Maybe she knows.
34. Let's not
inflate.
Let's not exaggerate how horrible of a person this guy is who clearly has not learned right from wrong.
What a story.
I know. So that's my app cap. Totally weird.
And then jail base.
Well, that's just one of the places that the mugshots.
I think you should write up
surfaced on.
Would you write this up on Medium and give links to all the tools you used to bust this guy?
I just told you. I don't want to write a post. It's part of the show.
Okay. I'm just saying. I need links. I need the information.
No, you can watch the show again.
Every woman. I want to send it to my daughter. Everybody should know this.
Yeah.
Because, and I got to tell you, it is not. I think this is the. I'm too old to. I mean, my day dating. You'd go a show, you'd have a cup of coffee, maybe you'd meet, but nowadays it's all electronic, it's all on the internet. This is important. These are important tools that everybody should know to
yeah
protect themselves.
Honestly, this is a sort of a dangerous part of, I think that really.
And what's Kevin Rose doing now, though?
I think he's getting his life back together.
Okay.
Grand larceny off the table. That was one of them. Among others.
Grand larceny.
Oh, yeah.
You get the feeling that this guy might actually prey on people, that this might be part of the whole thing.
And that's why I'm actually talking about this, because it's sort of
wow
like, you know, a lot of people lie about, there's always the joke of, like, if you can get past the stigma of online dating, and some people still can't. I'm way past it, because whatever.
No, I think there's no stigma. There's no stigma.
But there is the issue of, I've put together a profile of the person I wish I was. And then you meet me and you're going to be disappointed.
Don't waste your time.
People set themselves up for failure. But then there's stuff like this where you're
That's
like,
really creepy.
Oh, man. I mean, yeah. I would be in the trunk of a Bentley.
Report him to Tinder, of course.
Well, the weird thing about that is that Tinder, it's hard to do. I've looked into this.
Oh, that's good to know.
It's hard to do because Tinder doesn't care if somebody made up a name.
Oh.
Tinder just wants to know, like, is this spam?
Oh.
Did he abuse you on Tinder? And, like, all of that happened somewhere else in my own research. So Tinder's not really interested in my story.
Yeah.
Unless I was to get a hold of somebody at Tinder privately.
You may not really want to get on this guy's bad side, so you got to kind of...
No, I just...
Might be a good time to backpedal.
Yeah, I just disappeared. I just disappeared.
Busy.
Yeah, I'm a little too busy for you.
A little too busy.
And your 34 arrest.
Going
How do
to
you
Sundance.
Do that? Was 30 not enough? 30. After 31, you thought, you know what? What's another few arrests?
Kind of an overachiever.
Yeah. I'm almost impressed. Not quite, but almost.
So my pick is something similar. It's called Grindr. I think you're familiar with it.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to do Grindr. The chat room wanted me to do that.
Oh, I was all excited about it.
I'm going to do something that Alex Lindsay told us about on MacBreak Week that has blown my mind. There is an iPad version of it, as well as an iPhone version. It's called Hydra, and it's a new kind of camera for your iPhone or iPad. Now, normally, I don't think of the iPad camera as being particularly good.
A lot of people find it's lacking.
Yeah. But Hydra is going to turn it into a super amazing camera. What Hydra does is it takes 50 images of the same thing. So now it's best when you're not moved, when nothing's moving. So I'm not going to put a person in this. This would be best for a landscape. But let me just launch Hydra here. You'll see the camera. It looks just like a regular camera interface. And there are a variety of choices. There's an HDR version, a video HDR, which actually is kind of a cool idea, low light, zoom, and high res. But what high res, now normally this is a 5 megapixel camera. High res is going to take 50 images. Let's do it with something with some detail like that. Okay. 50 images right now without moving. It's best on a tripod, but it'll figure it out. And then it interpolates those images to get a super high res image. So it's done. Again, if something's moving, you're not going to get a great image. But let's go look at that image that I just took. The detail on this, now notice this, which was moving a little bit, it looks kind of smushky, but the chat room or the poster, watch how I can zoom in on this, and the detail is very fine. So this is, now again, because this was moving, it got a little weird, but so we'll use this poster that says, don't lose your muff, and has arrows on that.
Yep.
This is effectively a 20 megapixel image on the 5 megapixel iPad camera because of the interpolation. Not useful for many of the, you know, for things, snapshots of the kids. Let's do it with this. I'm going to hold it still and we'll do it with this carpet because the carpet is a very high detail object. And it's taking now this one, when it's on a tripod, it takes twice as many. Insufficient camera motion. It actually wants some camera motion so that it can interpolate. So let's do it again and maybe jiggle this just a little bit, because it needs a couple of different angles on the same thing to interpolate. There we go. Now let's look at the image. And you're going to get a super high-res image out of it. Where are my images? I can zoom in. Where are my images? Where did it go with the images? Hello? Oh, there it is. It's such a boring image, I couldn't see it. All right, but the detail. Now watch as I zoom in. Well, that's probably not
great. That's actually kind of cool.
It is very highly, much more so than if I just took the camera picture. You could see the crispness, for instance, of this arm and stuff. So it's kind of an interesting thing. It's $199. It's called Hydra, Hydra. And I was pretty impressed when Alex Lindsay showed us this. And I'm even more impressed that it can do this on the iPad. 1080p video, high def video. Again, using some special technologies. It also, here, let me take a video of you moving. We'll see what this looks like.
Hello, Leo. It's so nice to be here. Wee.
That was a great video.
I thought so.
Exciting. I'm going to save that forever.
It came from the heart, I'll tell you that much.
Let's see how that looks, because notice, by the way, it's wide angle, which is not normally what comes out of the iPad. I don't know if it's, I can't zoom in on it, but I, But I think it, I don't know. I feel like it is better video than I would have gotten normally. It's a very interesting camera. There are some other settings in here that I want to play with. Save unprocessed photos. So you can take the first photo as well. You can store the location, and they make a few other apps. I guess that's it. It's not a whole lot of stuff. But HDR, video HDR, low light video, which we should play with a little bit, zoom. But I find the high res the most intriguing. And I played with this quite a bit now on my iPhone. And even on the iPad, where you have a less accurate camera, you can actually get some pretty interesting stuff. 12 or 20 megapixel resolution out of a 5 megapixel camera. Hydra, $199. Recommended.
That is a very genius way to improve resolution.
Isn't that clever?
Well, not just resolution, but detail.
Detail. Puts more detail in there because it interpolates. This is a technique that's been around for a while. I've never seen it on the iPhone, though.
Interpolating. Well, thanks, Alex Lindsay. That is great. I hadn't heard of it.
I hadn't either.
I am glad that now we know. Yeah. And now that we know, you know, and it's a good time to wrap up this edition of iPad Today, episode 235, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yay. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. Quick reminder that we record the show on Saturdays. Leo and I sit down on Saturdays after Leo finishes The Tech Guy, for those of you who like to join us live and follow along with our illustrious pre-show. Which is not
next week. Valentine's Day, we're taking the day off. So,
taking the day off.
21st, we'll be back.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right.
And it's going to be great. So I hope everybody has wonderful Valentine's days. Please don't hook up with somebody dangerous.
Unless it's not. If it's just a misdemeanor, is that okay?
Well, you know,
jaywalking's okay.
If he jaywalked, man, you really should have taken the crosswalk, but I could possibly let it slide. Grand larceny,
Jail time, not good.
Jail time, not good.
He's bound to have some weird tattoos.
He was still attractive in his mugshots. I'll give him that.
So at least I
wish you well, sir. Oh, no, yeah, no, it's just, that's why I knew it was the same guy. It's all the same guy.
Wow.
He didn't choose those for the Tinder profile, of course. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. I'm Sarah Lane.
I'm Leo LaPorte.
And we'll see you next time on iPad Today.